Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! Mastakino! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified man from Cairo, Egypt. Now, earlier this week, our honoree, he stole a cell phone from a man that was standing on a bridge, okay? Now, our honoree was riding a motorcycle, snatched the phone out of the man's hands, and just kept riding. You follow along? All right, well, the man whose phone he snatched is a guy named Mahmoud Rahib, and he's a television reporter. And he was on the bridge reporting on the aftermath of an earthquake. Now, he did not have a camera crew because he'd been live streaming the report. So when our honoree grabbed the phone, he didn't realize that 20,000 people were watching him. And the phone was aimed at his face. So they see a guy smoking a cigarette on a motorcycle, keeps looking over his shoulder to make sure he's not being chased. He has no idea that this guy was doing a live report. 20,000 people watched in real time. Needless to say, he was quickly identified and he was arrested.
Damn.
So think about it, man. You're watching the news, right? Saying whatever you're saying. All of a sudden, there's a little... And you just see a dude on a motorcycle smoking a cigarette, just hauling ass down the road. And little did he know, yeah, it was a live broadcast of his ass.
Dang.
Uh-huh. How about that for luck?
That's over quick.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, Jeff, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs, Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food, and finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with a little Huey Lewis and the wonderful world of drugs.
All right, drugs big this week. In this case, a naked woman who was high tried to spit on officers that were sent to arrest her because she thought that they would get HIV. Now, as the story goes, paramedics found her lying on her back, quote, butt naked when they located her at about 5:30 in the morning. Now, the woman, she was masturbating, but she did stop once she saw the paramedics. She was handcuffed because she kept screaming and flailing her arms, and that's what prompted the paramedics to call the police in the first place. Now, she admitted to using drugs earlier in the day, but she wouldn't stop spitting. Paramedics put a mask over her face, but she was able to get it off of her face and kept spitting. She reportedly spit into an officer's mouth. Now, she was taken to a medical center where she tested positive for HIV, and they say, well, HIV is transmitted through bodily fluids. The disease cannot be transferred through saliva. All that probably brought the cop very little comfort. Anyway, she's been charged with 4 counts of harassment of a public servant, etc., etc. But what was our spitty friend high on? Meth, crack, bath salts, or heroin?
I don't know much about bath salts except they make you crazy.
Well, she sounds crazy. I think she checked that box.
Does sound crazy. I don't think it would be heroin. I think we can scratch that one. She seems a little excited, what do you think?
Where was it at again?
I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm thinking crack or bath salts. Ted, Miles, what do you guys think?
I'm going to go bath salts because eventually I'm going to get it right.
Yeah. I didn't think yesterday was going to be heroin, and it was. But I don't know. That feels a little cracky to me.
Dead going crack.
I'm going crack.
Okay,
well,
Jeff.
Let's go the trifecta. I'll go meth then. One of us has got to get it right.
All
right.
Well, there's 4 options.
We're going to find out what this lady was on here, the naked one masturbating. Was it meth, crack, bath salts, or heroin next?
That was a tease.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category of drugs on profile this. We got a naked woman trying to spit on officers when they tried to arrest her while she was masturbating. She was on the drugs, and she continued to spit in officers' mouths after she got the hood off. Question is, what was she on? Meth, crack, bath salts, or heroin?
And Jeff, that's the question we posed to you. You went meth. And of course, there we go. No, it was not meth. Miles Montgomery, you went bath salts, hoping one day you'd be correct.
Yes.
I'm sure you will be, just not today. B. Ted Smith, he said, it sounds cracky to me. You are correct.
Sure.
Nice. Crack is whack.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Today I have a list for you of memorable moments in talk show history.
All right.
Do you have any guesses?
Drew Barrymore, I think, Flash to Boobs, David Letterman, or somebody like that.
All right, I just have you the top
not,
10 here.
You are not the father.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but that happened all the time.
Okay.
I mean, there's the one where the dude dances.
Yeah, he's the best.
That's the one.
Right. So some of them are like Arsenio Hall show, Magic Johnson talked about having HIV.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The Late Show with David Letterman. He was getting blackmail, so he went on a show in 2009 and admitted he had sex with staffers.
So these are weird moments.
Oh, yeah.
Not all of them.
Okay.
Not all of them are bad. Like,
just those two. I have HIV. Yeah. I'm sleeping with the help.
Oh, no.
Walker,
I have HIV.
Geraldo got a broken nose by a chair.
I remember that.
Oh, Jim Rome with Chris, or no, Jim Everett.
Jim Everett.
Right, he kept calling him Chris Everett. That was a good one. Right, that's when Romy was on ESPN2 when it like, first started.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. Jerry Springer show. Jerry interviews a man who married a horse.
Don't remember that one.
Larry King live. Larry and Marlon Brando sing a duet, then kiss on the lips. Wow. 1994.
Did not see that one. Garlic.
Ellen made the list from her show because Kristen Bell was on there and had a meltdown over her love of sloths. Mm-hmm.
Like the animal sloths. Yeah.
Yes. Kristen Bell's a... Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw that video. She literally started bawling as soon as... Because Ellen brought out a sloth and she said, like, I just break down in tears every time I see a sloth. She's like, no way. So they brought out a sloth and she did. She just absolutely... descend into a puddle of tears.
I mean, you know, not a deal breaker.
How does a sloth feel about that, though?
That chick's weird,
why
man.
Why is she crying? I'm nice.
Like, I love puppies. I don't know that I cry when I see them, though.
Would you watch Sloth Bowl? Sure. Yeah, Puppy Bowl, but Sloth Bowl.
Sloth Bowl would take forever.
It would.
They are very slow.
But I would watch that.
I would, too.
I wouldn't.
Sloth Bowl.
You'd have to watch for an hour to see one sloth, like, make a move.
Yeah. It's probably, like, in 8 episodes, you know.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a miniseries.
Well, let's be honest, at the Puppy Bowl, they're just running around. Nobody has a good offense. So, you know, like the Bud Bowl, those bottles of beer, they knew what they were
doing. They played. I wish they'd bring that back.
I believe they are.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I saw something about that like a month or two ago. Because trust me, they're already selling Super Bowl ads now.
Of course. Yep.
So those are some of the famous moments, right? Then you have like number one was Oprah, everybody gets a car.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Envelope underneath the seat there.
Right. Number two moment was Oprah, because she had Tom Cruise jumping on the couch.
Oh, talk about what's her face? Katie Holmes.
Talk about how much you loved Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I'm one of those people sometimes, like, it seems like a little much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At that point, you're like, yeah, that'll be over soon.
Yeah.
Well, she's got to think it's weird.
Like, is that Oprah or Katie Holmes? Like, oh, boy.
What have I done? What have I done?
Yeah. And, like, people know those people, right?
Right.
Like, I would say right now, like, I would probably put Kourtney Kardashian and
what's his face?
Travis Barker on there.
Not like, Travis Barker. It's Travis Barker.
Yeah.
It is Travis. Right. Yeah.
It's just constant. You're like, all right, I get it. You guys really like each other. But I don't know. Plus, they got engaged after, what, a few months? Seems a little fast to me. But what do I know?
And it was on their show.
Right.
So it's real. You know it's real.
Right. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians was supposed to have ended. Obviously, they're filming and taping for a new show. Now, two of them I really like. Now she goes by Bad Baby as a rapper. What was her name? Danielle, the Cash Me Outside girl. I can't remember her original name. So she's now 18, so I don't feel bad talking trash about her, right? So this
was
one.
Was that Dr. Phil?
That was Dr. Phil. And this was 2016, so she was like 13. This is a 13-year-old girl. Right, and you always see that thing, Cash Me Outside, how about that? Danielle Bugatti or something?
Bregoli.
But I forgot how, like, ridiculous this whole thing is. But, yeah, here she was on Dr. Phil.
What do you think is going to happen when you happen to steal somebody's car that decides that they're going to drop a hammer on you and prosecute you to the full extent of the law?
Dad, I do my time in jail. Jail ain't nothing. That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody gonna catch me.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like something funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep. Catch me outside. How about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside?
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do.
Mom's train's out.
Oh, Dr. Phil needs train.
You want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Danny, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place, and this is not the time.
Sit down.
All right, Danny.
Sit down.
Flip me now. Come flip me now.
It's also crazy. I can't imagine a 13-year-old talking to me like that. It was like a 13-year-old boy. Yeah, I'd be like, all right.
You're about to feel pain.
You might be living outside.
Why does Dr. Phil talk like he has a dart in his neck? I think everything moves about this fast.
I'm not a Dr. Phil fan, but I feel like, and granted, she got famous from that. She's rapping now, but I feel like Dr. Phil is just like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Who brought this dumb hole on my show?
It's as far away from Bill Clinton. Like his voice. It's his pattern.
It is, but he just talks so slow.
He just said, like, I'm Bill Clinton.
Right.
You know, he's just a little bit longer. Hey, you know what you got to do? You got to do something with your life. It's pretty close.
I will say, Dr. Phil, like, people still love him.
That's I don't amazing. Know why.
Well,
I guess the show's entertaining. And if he entertains people, then he did his job. You know?
But he was Oprah's guy.
Right. Thank you, Oprah.
And then, right, like, Dr. Phil's on that weird time slot, right? Like, 2 or 3 in the afternoon. It's like, we ain't Dr. Phil's audience.
Oh, hell no.
You know, when I say people still love him, I mean, like, my mom loves him. Mm-hmm. My mom's 77.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she doesn't want to hear anything bad about Dr. Phil.
I won't say a bad thing about Dr. Phil.
Yeah, it's also weird, too. Like, there's a guy in my neighborhood who does maintenance, and his wife, they're a little older, loves Scherzer, right? The pitcher that was at the Nationals forever, and now he plays for the Dodgers. I was like, she's still watching him? And he's like, She didn't like him anymore after he's wasted with his shirt off after the game. Like, well, she'd only seen him at work. But here's the best one. They put this at number four. So remember all the stuff that happened with Conan and Jay Leno.
Yes.
And then Jay Leno came. So Jay Leno, for a period there, had a primetime show. You need to know this. That had terrible ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was watching it. Jay Leno made a horrible, horrible error and had a segment where somebody would be on a big screen behind him and he'd ask him 10 questions. The person he had on was Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel does not like Jay Leno and did not like the situation.
Number five, you're known for pranks. What's the best prank you ever pulled?
Well, when my Aunt Chippy was at work, I painted her house orange and green once, and she was not happy.
Really?
The whole outside of the house was orange. Yeah. But I think the best prank I ever pulled was, I told a guy that 5 years from now, I'm going to give you my show. And then when the 5 years came, I gave it to him, and then I took it back almost instantly.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Wow, that's
fine. He still wants to speak to me.
Very good prank. Very good prank.
I think he works at Fox or something now.
Yeah, I got you. Number seven, you grew up in Las Vegas and hosted the Man Show. What's the most number of lap dances you've had in one night?
Jay, my mother's watching the show, so... Actually, no, wait a minute. The show's canceled, right? Nobody's watching the show. Yeah, my mother's not watching the show.
Your mom don't watch it.
I'm not much of a lap dance guy. I'm more of a lap band guy myself.
Lap band guy.
yes, yeah. I don't like... You know, strippers I don't like in general because you have this phony relationship with them for money, similar to that of when you and Conan were on the Tonight Show together, passing the torch.
Right, yes.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
I mean, Kimmel just roasted him for all 10 questions. Kimmel to this day says it's one of his greatest accomplishments.
Yeah, he does not like him.
No, well, nobody in that industry does.
No.
Right? Because he had done it the first time. He did it to Letterman. Letterman was supposed to get the Tonight Show. I would also say it, and then he did it to Conan again. I would also say at this point, though, I don't know that the Tonight Show is still, like, has that, like, those guys all wanted to host the Tonight Show. But Letterman got so famous at CBS doing the same time slot.
Sure.
Kimmel's got his own thing going. Like, I don't know that to me the Tonight Show still has that aura around it.
I think because Fallon hosts it. And I don't even say that as an insult, but like, he's a terrible interviewer. He has some good games and that kind of thing, but it's just...
Okay, it's not
so groundbreaking anymore, you know?
Right. And like, Saturday Night Live to me, bless you, still has that going on because it's the one that's lasted.
That's right.
You had In Living Color.
There's no competition.
Right, you had In Living Color for a while, and then Mad TV did a great job. There was a ton of funny people on Mad TV. So there was a period there where, like, SNL, I mean, that's kind of lost it a little bit just in, like, all right, there's other options.
Sure.
But none of the other options ever end up lasting as long as
there was a show called Fridays for a while. Mm-hmm. Maybe lasted a year or two. And it had its moments, but it didn't stick.
Yeah, I wonder about that sometimes, too. Is it just people, I don't know, don't watch enough... Show, like, late night shows, or just like you're just used to SNL?
I think part of it, people are just used to SNL. Like, if you're going to do sketch comedy, like, that's the time it comes on.
I think it's impressive that Seattle had Almost Live.
I do too.
It lasted that long. You know what I mean? That was a local variety show based on the same principle, came on after SNL. To me, that's the one that's still, you know, like, wow, that's pretty cool they were able to do that.
Right. And then when they had for a while, 206?
Yeah.
That was the one you were on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I like all those shows. When I was a kid, like, I always loved Saturday Night Live. It's probably one of my favorite shows. But we definitely watched In Living Color a lot, too.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, Jim Carrey with the Fire Marshal Bill and all that kind of stuff. So, and now with DVRs, I don't know. Seems like maybe now's the time to go take a run at them again.
Why not?
Yeah, because you can record one, watch one live.
Just put it on a different day, different time slot. Put it on Friday night.
Hence Fridays.
You could. I don't know. It would be, but that's why I always say, I feel like Friday night, for whatever reason, people go out to dinners, you go to bars. Sure. Saturday, to me, is more of the, you're sitting at somebody's home. You know what I mean? Like you have kids. Mm. You don't have kids' birthday party on Friday night.
No.
You have them on Saturday afternoon.
Correct.
And, like, house parties, to me, generally happen on a Friday or a Saturday afternoon. So I feel like that's why those sketch shows, Saturday Night Live, work so well on Saturday night. You could try it on a Friday, but on Friday night, you still have the regular talk shows going.
Right.
I don't know. Miles, start it. Fridays.
Who knows?
Fridays.
Who knows?
M&M Fridays, sponsored by
Miles Montgomery. Just,
you're old enough, and you're like, I'm home Friday night. It's going to be a great time.
Right? See, that's the difference.
Different sketch comedy.
22 be like, that's the dumbest idea ever. Who the hell's home on Friday night?
I was so proud. I got home last Friday at like 8:30 or 9.
Wow,
like,
look at
look
you.
Look at me. I'm a damn adult.
Did you sit there watching television at 2 a.m.? We can't go to sleep. Or should have just stayed out.
Oh, God, no. You know me, man. I was tapping the vein. Watching, what was I watching? Was it San Jose State, San Diego State?
Wow. Probably was, yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yep.
I was,
the Aztecs win that game?
The Aztecs did end up winning.
Okay, so they're 6-0 now.
I was cheering for San Jose State, though, because the bar I was in before, I met a woman and her niece, which is fine, but her nephew was the quarterback.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. That's cool.
And she literally said, my nephew's the quarterback. I watched it on TV, and my buddy leans over to me and goes, don't tell him that. He's going to go home and watch it. And I did. I was like, come on.
Come on, nephew.
But I'm cheering for San Jose, San Diego State. Your daughter goes there. Let's see. There's going to be a John Wick prequel series.
Oh, boy.
No Keanu Reeves, though. Oh. Starz is making a three-part limited series called The Continental, which is also a great breakfast and a massive car.
Yeah.
It's about the origin of the hotel from the movies. The story will take place 40 years before John Wick in 1975. It'll focus on a younger version of Winston Scott. So, Keanu Reeves is not in it.
Right.
But they went out and got a Hollywood elite that everybody loves.
Everyone loves.
He's never had any trouble in Hollywood.
Charlie Sheen.
Matt Dean.
He's never left mean voicemail messages to women or other people.
Baldwin.
Nope. He's never been arrested, never made movies that some people think are really hating on one religion.
Mel Gibson.
You're kidding me.
Huh. He just seems, I would assume it to be somebody younger.
You're right.
I think he'll probably play the proprietor, right?
Generation.
Mike, I feel like you knew it was just Mel Gibson because you knew the story. Or did the hints help?
The hints were helping. I was just like, are they really going to grab Mel Gibson? I didn't want to sound stupid and say it out loud.
And once you said the religion thing, like, oh, Mel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, you know what? Still sounds funny, but I watched Passion of the Christ on bootleg.
Doesn't that kind of...
fly
in the face of everything the movie was kind of meant to be about?
Why? Did you see it?
Thou shalt not steal, just basic. You
know. Well, those are the Ten Commandments, but I believe that's
still in the Bible.
Yeah, but that was
that's
Moses
Old Testament,
that
man.
Yeah, that's old.
I'm a Catholic. How about that new stuff?
Jesus.
We cut corners. Try to save money. I don't know. Trust me, that was a weird one. I remember getting back to my place, and DV was like, hey, I got it. And I was like, where'd you get it, man? It's in theaters. He's like, it's all bootleg. I was like, let's just do it. Let's watch it. You got some football. You got some football on tonight. It's a huge matchup. The Browns and the Broncos.
Hey, my brother's officiating the game.
Yeah. That is one thing that might make me watch it.
Apparently, he did something wrong.
Already?
No, I'm just saying, if that's the game they give you, like, okay.
Right?
Everyone else turned it down?
I've felt in Denver. Uh-huh. Or
no, they're in Cleveland.
Yeah, Denver's cool. I meant to say Cleveland. Cleveland sucks.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man who won $1 million in the lottery says he now plans to upgrade to an electric toothbrush. Meanwhile, a man who went dumpster diving in a Whole Foods found $1,000 in baked goods and says it was the ultimate rush. A Japanese man is arrested after figuring out how to unpixelate Japanese porn. In court, Florida man put in jail when the letter G goes airborne. And scientists discover a parasite that grants its host the gift of eternal youth. If you are an ant, it is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
Top story, we go to Florida, where one man who won $1 million in the lottery plans to splurge on something incredibly modest. In lieu of payment structure, the man elected to take his winnings in a lump sum of $795,000 and says that he wants to splurge on a new pair of flip-flops and upgrading to an electric toothbrush.
Hey, hey!
That's a game changer.
Man, oh man.
No telling what he plans to do with the other $794,900, but I'm sure he and his new wife will spend it wisely. Mm-hmm. Whose first thought, though, is I would love some new flip-flops and an electric toothbrush? That is somebody that would play the lottery. I feel like he is the one guy that plays the lottery that would have such a modest thing to do with his winnings.
Wow. Hey, Florida man, you're wearing flip-flops all the time. Clean teeth help.
I guess.
I feel like he's just kind of that guy.
Yeah.
Like he probably plays the lottery every day.
Right.
Or something. So like,
runs on down to the convenience store, grabs himself a scratch.
If you got clean teeth, you're one up on the competition. Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Like, but I think he probably just one of those dudes. Like, he's like, I guess I'll do that first.
Just his morning rituals. He just grabs a coffee and a scratcher and just has a morning. That's probably not a bad call there, Ted.
Bill, nice flip-flops. Yeah, lotto right. Winnings.
I won the lottery. Damn. Is that an electric toothbrush?
Damn right.
In other news, another Florida man caused himself some...
Damn, man! Teeth looking good!
Damn, Terry!
Damn, Terry! You got one of them electric toothbrushes?
Whoa!
Well, I guess this... Man, MF-er won the damn lottery!
Are you using Colgate?
Oh, man, get the breath strips in there?
Fresh strip?
Damn. Woo. All right. See you at happy hour at 1:30.
Dollar Wells! On you!
Man, I love living in the village.
Another Florida man caused himself some unneeded charges due to a petty reaction. The man was in court to be arraigned for a battery charge, and before his case even took place that morning, he saw the victim of his charges and decided he'd give her what for by taking the letter G off of the courthouse reader board and throwing it at the victim. Given that this was a government building filled with witnesses and cameras, he was caught in the act of the new assault, tacking on further charges onto his case.
Yeah, he was sure in there for assault against the woman that he lived with, and then they show up in court, and he attacks her again in court.
Right.
It wasn't a government building. It was an government building.
Somebody ever thought about, like, do they mean to put a pun in there?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
A battery charge?
A battery charge, right.
Damn, Ted. And here's the... This is one of those rules that I would say is ticky-tacky. Like, he did legit throw a letter at this person.
Right.
We're going to tack on another battery charge for that?
Yeah.
Oh, Brad, yeah, for
it
sure.
It was stupid. He shouldn't have done it. And he deserves to... Yeah. That was just stupid,
You
man.
Know why you're here.
Yeah, right. It's an extra charge.
Right. It's a letter. It's a little plastic letter that he just tossed at her. Because he's a jerk.
He is a jerk.
A man in Japan took one for the team and was arrested for essentially creating deepfake videos. For several years now, the country of Japan had strict laws when it came to pornography, requiring producers to censor the action that is taking place, as well as the tools that are used to engage in said action. Well, our hero was arrested after he used deepfake technology and still shot images of uncensored pornography to basically unblur Japanese porn.
Ah, I see.
But he was compensated for his efforts, earning roughly $95,000 in $95,000 American dollars, I should say, in sales of his doctored videos.
Yeah. The pixel ones are stupid.
Exactly.
You're not clicking on that.
Have you ever seen one? It doesn't hide much.
Not much, but it's still dumb.
It hides the thing that you want to see.
Exactly.
That's all.
The main event, as it were.
The entertainment and dining district.
Yes.
The entertainment and dining district.
What about, does it also blur out, like, other acts?
Right? I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it, anything involving that particular area, that area is blurred out, and then I would assume any action that takes place.
What if there's people in Japan, like, it's got to be blurred. Like, blur it out.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you up next on the Odyssey app for the Men's Room Happy Hour. We'll play a little Dirty Big Dummy coming up in seconds.
Ooh, yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.